today's very special event. Really excited to be hosting our second Southwest Super Regional online. As we were talking earlier, we'd love to be in a position where we do this live in the future. But for the time being, there's no better place you're going to get this much leadership. I mean, not just the presenters today, but even the people that called in. You heard from Tony Eggers. You heard from the Hoppers. You heard from Ms. Garcia. I mean, there's just incredible leadership all across the Zoom, and you're going to get a lot of value out of spending the time with us this afternoon. To kick things off, just to share with our guests right at the beginning, I want to introduce just a gentleman who has one of the most incredible stories in the world of Legal Shield. And so with over 20 years with the company, this is a gentleman who's one of our Millionaire Club members multiple times over, Platinum Executive Director, and the Senior Network Vice President for the Southwest Region, Mr. Dave Hall. Take it away, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Ward. Appreciate that introduction. And let me jump into a screen share so we can get right into the information we are going to be covering, because we're going to be moving right along today. All right. Boom. You should have. Mr. Ward, give me a thumbs up if you got the purple screen. All right. Awesome. We're going to jump right into this. As was mentioned, my name is Dave Hall. I hail from the great state of Utah, Highland, Utah, to be specific. And I'm going to start off with just a tiny bit of information about me, my Dun & Bradstreet. This is a picture of my family. I'm the good looking one in the middle, and that's my amazing wife and eight kids. Yes, I said eight kids, but only one wife. I know we're from Utah. Some of you were wondering, but we'll just clarify that right now. My background is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. Now, the reason is when I was about 16, my father was diagnosed with cancer. I was one of nine kids at home. I was one of the oldest ones. And when the bills weren't getting paid, the cars got repossessed in the middle of the night. A few days later, the sheriff's department showed up at our house and informed us our house had been sold at a public auction. And we were now trespassing on the new owner's home, and they wanted us out. We had 24 hours to vacate the premises. Now, my parents had always told me to go to school, get good grades, get a good resume, go get a good job. And that's what I just assumed I would do, because both my parents were college educated people, and that just seemed to just follow right in line. But there was something a little bit more important, and that was survival. And so I left school to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs. Here's what I found out. When you're uneducated, you get minimum wage, or pretty close to that. And that's where I stayed for many years. In fact, I still have my paycheck stubs showing me that when I was 21 years of age, I was worth $4.25 an hour. Crazy thing is, that's when I got married. One thing I know for sure, though, my wife is not a gold digger. When you're making four and a quarter, she ain't marrying you for your money. So it had to be something else. But anyhow, we all of a sudden started our life together, and it was tough to stay broke on my $4.25 an hour. Now I got to pay for two people's lives. And then a few months later, we found out our oldest son in the gray t-shirt there was on his way. And we're like, oh my gosh, now I got to pay for three people on the same income I was struggling to pay for one person. That's when we found the home-based business industry, and it wasn't Legal Shield. It was a different company. It was a health and wellness product-driven company. But here's what I fell in love with. I could work when I want with who I want. No boss, no commute. I could literally work from the comfort of my home and make as much money as I wanted. The problem is they had this thing called auto ship, where they would send you a whole case of stuff. That's the nice way of saying it. Every single month, and they would bill your credit card. And I stayed in that company for almost 2 years until my credit card wouldn't clear anymore because it was maxed out for stuff. And it was just me and my wife. We couldn't consume the stuff enough. I got out of that company. I got into an Excel telecommunications company. They went belly up. I got into another home-based business company. It was ground floor opportunity. They went out of business. And then I got into an internet mall company. This is way before Amazon. And the concept was right. They just hadn't figured out the algorithm, and they went out of business. And so after four separate failures, I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week, around a very busy schedule. I was working a day job and delivering pizzas at night just to stay broke.
Within a few months, my 5 to 10 hours a week was paying me more than my full-time job. So we transitioned. We went full-time with Legal Shield after 8 months. Our second year, we made a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. Today, it's a multiple six-figure income. Today, I'm a stay-at-home dad. I think 8 kids is a byproduct of being a stay-at-home dad, if you know what I mean. But we wake up every single day of our life and just say, what do we want to do today? And we get to go do that. And that is so cool. I've been able to be soccer coach, the basketball coach, the football coach, the scout master. I've been able to be there for horse riding lessons and drill team and dance and cheer and swim lessons. And everything that my kids need a mom and dad for, we've been able to be part of thanks to this amazing company. But let's talk about your opportunity, your journey, if you see one today. Now, if I ask most people, what is this? They typically say, well, that's a taxi. Let me ask you, is that a business that you would want to be involved with? Today, that's a dinosaur. It's a dying industry. We don't call a dispatch company anymore to get a ride from A to Z. We have an app on our phone, and that app is a disruptor of the taxi industry. It's simpler, it's easier, it's more affordable. Interesting thing, almost 10 years ago, most people had never even heard the word Uber. And today, that company is valued at over $72 billion and growing rapidly. Let's look at another dinosaur, officially extinct dinosaur. I've grown up my entire life. This is where we went Friday and Saturday nights. I mean, this was family home entertainment. Now, we would go down there and stand in line for a half hour and send someone out to stand by the return box and try to get that new release that was coming back from somebody else. And, you know, we went through all kinds of crazy things just to watch a movie. And then if you forgot to return it, it was like $3 a day in late fees. And sometimes the late fees cost more than just buying the movie outright. Last night, had my family, had some friends over, and like, hey, let's watch a movie. And you know what all we did was? We just simply streamed it right to our smart TV. Our smart TV actually has the app built in the TV. I don't even do it from my phone anymore. Interesting thing is today, Netflix is valued at over $150 billion. That's a company I would want to be involved with. When I was a kid, we'd go to this place called the library for books, for information. And then this little tiny company called Amazon said, well, instead of you coming to get the book, what if we just sent the book to you? Well, that worked so well with books. They got into clothes and housewares and pet supplies and sporting goods. I mean, there's almost nothing that they don't ship today. There's seldom a week that goes by that I don't have 2 or 3 packages that show up from Amazon. In fact, just yesterday, I needed a part for my four-wheeler, a part to, you know, hold my iPhone to see my maps while I'm driving down the road. I'm like, well, yeah, I could drive downtown to the ATV store and see if they have it. Or I jumped on Amazon in 30 seconds. I had it in the cart, out, done, and I'm back onto my day. I'm so much more efficient using this. And that's the first company to go over $1 trillion valuation. And Jeff Bezos is now the wealthiest man in the world because, again, of a disruptive innovation. So let's look at the legal system. It hasn't changed in almost 3,000 years. Today, the legal system is the dinosaur. It's so expensive. It's so cumbersome. It's so slow. But we have now completely changed that. We have an app that we put on your phone, and it makes the legal system simple, easy, and affordable for middle-class Americans. Now, we're not just starting this out of my garage like a lot of startup companies. We actually have a corporate office in Oklahoma. It's literally the biggest building for hundreds of miles around. And we've been around for 49 years. We've been publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We already cover 4.5 million people across North America. We have high quality, dedicated law firms in all 50 states, all 11 provinces and territories in Canada. Now, I was 28 years old hearing about this company for the first time, and I thought, why on earth would I ever need an attorney? But then it was asked a different way. They said, Dave, have you ever signed a contract or a document you didn't understand? Had a landlord or tenant issue? Been overcharged or treated unfairly? Had a traffic ticket? Concerned about identity theft? Had a real estate issue? Or just needed your will done? I found myself saying yes to every single one of these issues. So if I'm having these issues, why am I not calling attorneys? For me, it was real simple, the money. But now with our app, it has a biometric login. So it reads your face or your fingerprints. Nobody else can access your benefits. Once you open up your app, you have unlimited legal advice on any area of law. They'll also write letters, make phone calls, contract and document review, IRS audit protection. It's that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen, we're all doing our taxes, trying to cook the books, make the numbers add up. It's kind of nice. No, just in case you have an attorney there. Lawsuit protection if someone ever tries to sue you. Family domestic situations, so uncontested divorces, adoptions, separations, name changes, annulments, things like that. We all know someone who's gone through that and they spent thousands of dollars. If they had a Legal Shield membership, we would have done it after 90 days, no cost. We also have your document upload. So if you have a document you want reviewed, like you're buying a car or a health club membership or cell phone contract, you just simply touch one button, take a picture of the document, send it right into your law firm. Within 4 business hours, they will be notifying you of whether or not you should or shouldn't be signing those documents. Now, this is a quick example on how we used this service. Back when we all used to go on vacations, January of 2020, took my family down to Florida. We went to Disney World. We crisscrossed the state. I had a minivan for that week while we were driving around. When I took it back, the car rental place inspected it, made sure the gas tank was full. Everything was fine. They printed off a receipt. I got on the shuttle bus, went back to the airport. Everything was fine. The next week, I got this letter. This says, hey, upon return of the rental vehicle, the receiving branch should advise us of new damage documented to the vehicle you rented. They go on to explain that they had a 2 to 4 inch scratch down the rear passenger door. When the estimates came back, they said it's going to be about $2,000 to do the body work. And I had to pay the 3 weeks of rental while it was out of commission at the body shop. They said, Mr. Al, we have your credit card on file. We're just going to go ahead and bill your card for the rental and the body work. Almost $2,000. Well, I thought, well, this can't be right. When I turned it in, there wasn't a scratch. How did they find this days later and I'm liable for that? How do I know the car wash guy didn't scratch it and he wants to stick it on me so he doesn't get fired? But what does it cost me to fight them? Because I'd have to go back to Florida to fight them. Well, between airfare and food, and car rental and hotel, I'd spend the same amount of money just to go fight them. And there's still no guarantee you're going to win in court. So I picked up the phone. I called my law firm. My law firm made one phone call on my behalf. And all of a sudden, the next day, I got a different email from them. It said, Dear Renter, we would like to thank you very much for your assistance in clarifying this matter. Based on all given information, we will settle this claim finally without further cause. Interesting. When I complained, they said, sorry, go pound sand. You're paying the bill. When my attorney says, what you're doing is illegal and we'll take legal action. They said, you know what? Forget the thing ever happened. You know, have a nice day. Good. Have a good journey. I think people realize you get treated differently when you have an attorney watching your back. Now, this is a bill that I got for my internet service. I want to be very clear. I get my internet through a company called CenturyLink. This is their competitor, a company called Digis. And you can see in the top right-hand corner, this is February, and the previous balance was $0. Why was it $0? Because I've never been a customer of theirs. But they felt like that month I used $1.50 worth of internet. I figured, I don't need to call the law firm on this when it's only $1.50. I'll just call them. So I called their 1-800 customer no service line number, and I got someone in India that told me I needed to pay the bill. I said, well, I'm not going to pay the bill. Oh, Mr. Hall, you need to pay the bill. I'm not going to pay the bill. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Let me talk to your manager. And then I go through the same thing again with their manager and their manager and their manager. And after four levels of management, I finally got someone that said, as a one-time courtesy, we will go ahead and credit this bill. Oh, thank you very much. You burned up half my day, but I did save $1.50. That was February. The next month in March, you see, the previous balance was $1.50. They credited me $1.50, and then they billed me another $1.50. And you can see in the bottom left-hand corner, they want a $3 charge for paper statements and a $5 late fee if I don't pay the $1.50 that I don't owe in the first place. So I picked up the phone. I called my law firm. My law firm fired off a letter to their corporate office letting them know Mr. Hall does not owe that $1.50, and he's not going to pay it. They also go on to advise them to zero out the bill and cease and desist all communications with me. Otherwise, we'll take legal action. How cool is that to have an attorney threaten legal action over $1.50? Again, it's not that I couldn't afford to pay the bill, but right is right, wrong is wrong, and I like having an attorney watching my back. If you receive a moving traffic violation anywhere in America, again, touch the button, take out your phone, take a picture of it, upload it to your law firm, and have them let you know what we're going to do to try to keep the points, fines, penalties reduced or dismissed off your driving record. We also have emergency access because sometimes bad situations can happen after hours or on the weekends. And we also do all your estate planning. So in other words, your will, your living will, your healthcare power of attorney and financial power of attorney. 80% of the people I talked to today have none of these documents in place. We not only do all of them, we update them every single year as long as you're a member. We also give you a 25% discount on any other services. I haven't covered 100% up to this point. That would be your pre-existing legal matters, bankruptcies, contested adoptions, contested divorces, and criminal charges like DUIs. We can help out with contingency cases. So if you're hurt on the job, medical malpractice, and an automobile accident, we cover everyone up to the age of 26, never married, that is a college student or living at home. So what would you choose? $300, $400, $500 an hour, or the new disruptive business model, $24.95 a month, month to month, no contract. To me, this was an absolute no-brainer. And a no-brainer simply means even those people without a brain could make this decision. It's pretty easy to make. Now let's switch gears real quick and talk about our second service, identity theft protection. Identity theft, we used to think it was just about a credit card situation, but it's so much more comprehensive than just credit cards today. But once again, we put an app on your phone. It tells you exactly what your credit score is, but then we monitor all non-public information out there, everything from the dark web to social media to the three credit bureaus and so much more. When we see anything happening with your non-public information, we notify you immediately. You either say, yes, that's me, or it's no, it's not. If it's not you, we assign a licensed private investigator with a $1 million protection policy to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes to restore your identity to pre-theft status. So that includes all of your monitoring, consultation, and guided experts to help you through this entire process. Plus, we have a privacy reputation score that looks at your social media accounts and lets you know if you're at high risk based on your own mistakes that you're doing on social media. So who's covered with this plan? Again, we cover you, the spouse, and everyone up to the age of 18 can be covered on your identity theft plan. If you get them both together as a family, like most families do, it's only $54.90, less than $2 a day. If you're single, no spouse, no kids, $40.90. And I get it. I know what it's like to have a tight budget. So for some people are like, man, I don't know if I can fit that in my budget. Let me tell you, Legal Shield doesn't cost any money at all if you use it. We have a thing called Member Perks, where we have partnered with over 400 national corporations to give us discounts on goods and services you're already paying for every single month. Let me give you an example on some of those. This was my family's cell phone bill a little over a year ago. You notice with six kids on my cell phone bill, the previous balance was $776. This was a great month. It was only $400. I was just used to paying this every single month, okay? But then I got an email one day from Legal Shield Membership Perks, and they said, hey, you can get four lines of unlimited talk, text, and data, $25 a line. I go, whoa, I'm paying almost $700 for six lines. I can get four of them for $25. I went running down to the store and said, hey, what if I needed six? They said, well, it would be $180 then. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm paying $400 to $700. You can do everything for $180. Yes, that saves me anywhere from $200 to $500 a month off my cell phone bill. I instantly switched. You guys, if I had to pay $24.95 to save $200 to $500 a month, I mean, is that a good deal? I didn't graduate high school, but I did the math in my head on that one. That one was easy. No brainer. Does Legal Shield now cost me any money? No, it's already saving me money every month that I have a cell phone bill, but it gets better. I found out that you get a $150 gift card for every single line that you pour over. And I'm bringing 6 lines over. So in the mail a few days later arrived a prepaid Visa card with $900 on it. You guys, this prepays for my legal plan for the next 3 years. And the good news is I got to the mailbox before my wife did. So I grabbed that card and ran straight to Cabela's and destroyed all the evidence. She still don't know that card ever showed up at my house, okay? But if we stopped right there, it'd be a great deal. But AT&T lost a lot of customers because of that promotion. So they ran their own promotion. They said, hey, if you'll come back to AT&T, we'll give you $150 credit. I'm like, well, I'm not under contract. I took the whole family, went back to AT&T, got a $900 credit, took a few months, used it all up. And then the beginning of last year, T-Mobile had a deal. Anyone that comes back to T-Mobile, you get a free iPhone 11. I went and got $4,000 worth of free iPhones simply from changing back from AT&T back to T-Mobile. So here's what I do, guys. I go where the savings are. I don't know who I'm going to be with next month, whoever gives me the best deal. That's where I'm going to be. Took my family on vacation to SeaWorld. You can see for 9 people, it was going to be $89 a person. You can see over $800 to get into SeaWorld to see Shamu. I logged into Legal Shield. I could get the whole family in there for $500. Again, a $300 savings. And I was going to go anyway. I was online just this morning looking at some of the discounts. $80 off Disney World day passes, discounts on travel, going out to eat, coupons for restaurants, movie theater tickets. There are so many discounts and they're constantly being refreshed and updated. And so what I realized is if you'll just use the discounts, it'll offset a lot more than the cost of just having the membership by itself. Now let's talk real quick about how you make money working with our company. We have word of mouth marketing and team building, and that's as complicated as it gets. We pay you when you personally enroll members. We give overrides for you and your team marketing memberships. You get residual income. This is my favorite part, for work you did years ago and work your team did years ago, and then all kinds of bonuses and incentives. So when you start out, you share your first membership, you get paid what we call as earned commission. In other words, they take the first commission and they just break it up into 12 chunks and you get a little bit every month. There ain't nothing sexy about that. Okay. So you want to get away from there as fast as you can. You do that by marketing $100 in premium and finding one new business partner. And now you're at a senior associate level. Now we don't pay you per month. We give you the whole year. Boom. All up front. $132. Do a little bit more work. We move you to manager, 154, then 176, 209, 253, 308. Those are great incomes. But what I really liked was the overrides you get when you help other people on your team become successful. So if I'm an executive director and I help a new person get started, they get a great commission, but I get 22 plus 22 plus 22 plus 33 plus 44 plus 55, over $200 for helping them market one membership. And then there's also bonuses. If you go from associate to the senior associate level in your first 20 days, we have a $100 bonus. We also have a $450 bonus if you go to your manager level in the first 45 days, and another $450 bonus if you go to senior manager. And we also give bonuses to the sponsor who helped you go to those levels. So to recap, how do you advance? You mark at $100 in premium and bring on one new business partner, or just market $180, and now you've got your first promotion. So you got paid $220 in commissions, and you got a $100 fast start bonus. You've now made $320. A lot of times people do this their first day or two in the business. I mean, we're going to give you 20 days to pick up that bonus, but no reason why you should take more than a day or two. Now, let's say that over time, you build up a team of 30 people. And I'm not talking 3,000 or 300, I'm talking 30. There's been people on my team that have done 30 in 1 month, but let's say it took a year to do it. And all these people are part-time. They're marketing one membership a week. Nobody's breaking any records. These are real normal examples. There's 4.5 weeks in a month. Let's just call it 5 because the math's easier. 5 times 30 is 150. That means 150 total sales were made on your team. Your override on each one of those sales is $55. That's $8,250 on a part-time basis. People will say, how on earth did you go make a six-figure income your second year, Mr. Hall? It wasn't me. It was a small team, about 24 people that consistently sold just a little bit every single month. And that little bit collectively paid my family a six-figure income. But that's the power of leveraged income. For each and every new member you or a member of your team signs up, you get paid a percentage each month when the new member pays their membership fee. But you get that for the life of the membership. I'm still being paid today for people who marketed memberships 20 years ago, 19 years ago, 18 years ago. That residual income pays my family between $3,000 to $5,000 a week in just old, mature business. That is the power of residual income. We also have incredible bonuses and trips and vacations. We just came back last month from an incredible trip to the Mexican Riviera. Airfare, hotel, food, $750 on your room tab, just in case you wanted to go do some excursions. I mean, all inclusive is so much fun when you can't figure out who has money and who doesn't because you're not allowed to pay for anything. We've also been getting that car allowance of up to $500 a month for 20 years now. They've paid off 6 different vehicles for us. And again, you know what we do to get that car allowance? We just stay consistent. Market just a little bit every single month, 1 or 2 memberships a month, and that gets our car allowance. Again, we don't have quotas, we have bonuses. It's a different way of looking at it. Now, if you wanted to start a business in America today, it's typically tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars. You talk to anyone who's started a traditional business and they'll tell you it was a significant financial risk for them. The cool thing is, our book of business, our membership, all of this comes with our one-time investment. You one-time investment, and now you have a business in a box. Now, you know, obviously you got your membership that you're paying for, but now all the training, all the mentoring, all the apps, all the stuff you need to go out there and make a fortune, literally millions of dollars is just included in this. You realize that one-time investment is only $99. $99. You guys, I can't go skiing for $99. In fact, back up over 30 years ago, I wanted to go to prom in high school. And so I asked out this hot chick, and of course she said yes, because it was me. And I didn't have a tux. I had to rent a tux. Just renting clothes, renting used clothes for a date was more than $99. And she only went out once with me. She married somebody else, some loser, okay? She could have married a future millionaire, but she didn't. Her mistake, okay? So obviously there was no return on investment on that $100 I spent to rent clothes. But a $100 investment here has made me millions of dollars. Now that is good return on investment. There's all kinds of tools that are available to you when you are a Legal Shield associate. If you didn't have these tools, you'd have to go buy your website through GoDaddy. You'd be paying every month for that. You'd have a Salesforce tool to manage all your customers. You'd have some video hosting. You'd have to find a way to design a web and have the videos put up there and hosted, and then financial software, Quicken, QuickBooks. I mean, you can easily be hundreds of dollars into software just to run a small home-based business. But we actually bundle all of that together, $19.95. But we give it to you free for the first month so you can see exactly what it is and how awesome it is. That also makes you eligible for all the bonuses, prizes, incentives, and stuff like that. So another reason why you always want to use it. But that software makes me millions of dollars in this business. I love it. Now, there's a few people that are very close friends. All these people are just awesome friends of mine. And they have amazing success stories. I mean, Mr. Humes was a mailman. Dogs were chasing him down the road. Now making over $700,000 a year. Mr. Aaron Browning right there. I mean, this guy's only been with the company like 2 years. His second year in the business, he's made over $300,000 in his business. Mr. Self was working retail at the mall. Now making over $1 million a year. Mr. Crothers walked away from six figures in the real estate industry, but now makes seven figures here. Over $2 million, and he ain't showing houses on evenings and weekends. Those are all great stories. Let me show you one that is not nearly as famous. That's my mom. My mom raised nine kids from a first marriage, five kids from a second marriage, and in her 60s. After the last kid left the nest, my mom was going to go get a job. Now, where do you go get a job when you have no experience? You've never had a job your entire life. You know how to cook, clean, sew, crafts, make cookies, change diapers, all those great things if you're a mom or a grandma, but not marketable in corporate America. So my mom was going to be like a greeter at Walmart or a tray picker-upper at McDonald's or something. I told my mom to try legal. For 10 months, she said, no, they never work. Those things never work. I'm too old to learn how to do this. But finally, after 10 months, my mom said, okay, I'll try it. Well, after she saw the service, she loved it. She passionately wanted to share it with other people. Today, my mom's in her mid-70s. She's a widow, lives in St. George, Utah. She makes over $100,000 a year in this business. She's made over $1 million. She's creeping up on almost $2 million in income from a business that she honestly didn't think it would work. She didn't think she could do it. As a grandma learning how to do Legal Shield. USA Today did an article on Legal Shield, and one of my favorite quotes is, they said to us, it sounds like healthcare coverage before it turned into a $1 trillion industry. We already have over 250 ring earners in just the last 3 years alone, over 250 self-made millionaires that all started exactly where you are today. And we've paid out over a billion with a B dollars in just the last decade alone. That means we're averaging $1 million a day in commissions to average people just like you and me. So if you're a guest here today, the action steps I would encourage you to take. First of all, get the membership. Well, once you have the membership, you're going to tell people about it anyway. You can't keep this a secret. It's so awesome. So you might as well become an associate. Well, if you're going to become an associate, you might as well be a good one. So you might as well just get trained and let us help you get paid and promoted and go take advantage of all the incentives that we have out there today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the first part of our Super Saturday today. What we're going to do is we're going to just take just a 3-minute break. For those of you that have guests, you can now privately talk to them, find out how we can help them get started. But we want to just take a 3-minute break. And then we're going to come back here and we're going to jump into some of the incentives. So if you need to hit the little boys or girl room or something like that, great. If you're dozing off because that was just too boring for you, I highly recommend you go.